You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. For all those who dream of becoming great songwriters or singers or musicians, imagine this. You're 63 and your best work is 35 years behind you. Everything you touch is compared to that kid who used to top the charts, and it's been 20-something years since you've been in the top 10. It's the dilemma and the blessing of being Paul McCartney. He's just made his 20th post-Beatles studio record. It's the best he's put out in years, but in the end, it won't be the music he's remembered by. Chaos and Creation in the Backyard was produced by Nigel Godrich. His name can be found on CDs by Beck and Radiohead. And it's that Radiohead yearning that we hear in Paul McCartney. He sounds fresh and sometimes inspired, and if he were only 20, more would think he's relevant. Here's my favorite tune on the new CD. It's called How Kind of You.
How kind of you to think of me when I was out of sorts. It really meant a lot to be in someone else's thoughts, someone else's mind, someone else's kind as you. The thoughtfulness you showed has made a difference in my life. I won't forget how unafraid you were that long dark night. I thought that I was lost. I thought I'd never find a someone quite as kind as you. I thought my faith had gone. I thought there couldn't be a someone who was there for me.
The new Paul McCartney CD is called Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. McCartney played most every instrument on the CD, as he did on his very first solo record in 1970. 35 years ago, Vashti Bunyan recorded a star-filled British folk album. Then she had a decision to make: promote her new album or leave the London music scene and raise her newborn child. Vanish is what she did, first to the Scottish borders and later to Ireland. Her record came out. It didn't sell, even though it featured members of the Incredible String Band and Fairport Convention at the height of the British folk scene. It took a long time, but Bunyan's album, Just Another Diamond Day, became a cult classic. And more recently, it's become an inspiration for a new folk revival of sorts here in the U.S. Now those touched by that 1970 recording, artists such as Devendra Banhart, The Animal Collective, and Joanna Newsom, have helped Vashti Bunyan record a new record. And that CD's about to come out. It's called Look Aftering, and this song is called Brother. Vashti Bunyan. The song from her first recording in 35 years is called Brother. Supergrass has always been better at making singles than whole albums. The band's new CD is called Road to Ruin, here spelled R-O-U-E-N, like the capital of the Upper Normandy region, as opposed to the Ramones LP, Road to Ruin, spelled R-U-I-N. The latest Supergrass CD isn't a great album, but there are some standout tunes, including this one, a small epic called Roxy. It's counting, but Supergrass. Their new CD is called Road to Ruin. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club took their name from the Marlon Brando biker gang in the film The Wild One. That name only gets them into trouble. Their music has nothing to do with motorcycles, so it's confusing. And real biker gangs like the Bridge Runners Motorcycle Club, who share the band's initials, have shown up at club dates to give them a hard time. If that wasn't enough, immigration issues for their British drummer pared the U.S. band down to a duo, and their record label dropped them. The two founding members met in high school back in San Francisco, and with all the turmoil that surrounded the band, they began to explore some of the music they wrote as teenagers. The band is still together making great music. Their new CD is called Howl. It moves away from the band's previous hard sound, instead mixing R&B with country. This is the title track.
So hard to be cold.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club from the new CD called Howl. The title's taken from beat poet Allen Ginsberg's epic poem. Richard Swift is part sound artist, part folk singer. His first effort was an under 20-minute song cycle called The Novelist. The sound was tinted like an old photograph with music that can emanate from an old British dance hall. His second set of tunes was steeped in 70s song stylists like Van Dyke Parks and Burt Bacharach. These two works have been reissued on one CD called The Richard Swift Collection, and this cut, Lovely Night, is from his first effort.
I saw you moving closer with dear son, with mother's looks and father's charm. Posters and with perfect hair, your beauty wrapped up in despair. Oh, lover, your eyes will fail if we just try. But tonight it's gonna be a lovely time, with everybody looking up so nice. And I wish that I was never born. The king and queen have made the perfect switch, so now you don't know which way's which. Oh, get in line. So everybody come on, raise your cup. The time has come to mess it up. Oh, lover, you're out inside, you're big and proud. But tonight it's gonna be a lovely night, with everybody
Richard Swift, a tune reminiscent of something the Kinks' Ray Davies might do. The song's called Lovely Night. A brother and sister from New York by way of Trinidad get together with a brother and sister from London and form the Magic Numbers. The band has a new self-titled CD, and this tune is called Morning's 11. The Magic Numbers, their debut CD, is called The Magic Numbers. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Anushka Shankar is just 24, but she's been playing sitar since she was 7. A father is the grand master of the sitar, Ravi Shankar. Anushka Shankar wrote all the music and arranged all the tunes on her new CD called Rise. It's a CD filled with Indian classical music, but her interest in electronic trance music sets the CD's tone. This tune is called Sinister Grains.
Thank you.
Anushka Shankar. The CD is called Rise, and that song is called Sinister Grains. You can hear an interview with Anushka Shankar with NPR's Susan Stamberg on our website at npr.org. The songs of Laura Veers are filled with atmosphere and metaphor. What you hear on her new CD, Year of the Meteors, is poetry rather than stories, and the instrumental treatments and quirky sounds complement the oblique images. It all makes for a lovely record that feels new each time I play it. This is the most contagious tune on the CD. It's called Galaxies.
When you sing, when you sing, the stars fill up my eyes. Galaxies pour down my cheeks. Galaxies. Galaxies, they flood the street.
The Seattle-based songwriter Laura Veers. Her new CD is called Year of Meteors. Iggy Pop would be a good candidate, if not a shoo-in, for the godfather of punk. The Ann Arbor, Michigan boy is more of an influence than a star, though. Even the now legendary records with his band The Stooges never sold well. You can hear his raw sounds these days in bands like The White Stripes. Now, finally, a new collection puts together most of Iggy Pop's best music. It's called A Million and Prizes, a title taken from a line in our next tune, produced with the help of David Bowie. The opening riff was more recently appropriated by the band Jet and made even more famous in some TV ads for Apple's iPod. Here's the ever-original and often imitated Iggy Pop. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our engineer is Cal Southworth. Our intern's Mike Katzoff. Coming up, October 10th, My Morning Jacket, our next live webcast. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
Million prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleep.